This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 102.7 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Welcome back. Sorry about the long break for the traffic there. I think I caught Katleho off guard just to try and get a better line. Hopefully the line is a little bit better. I've got Michael Rainier, Associate Director at BDO Corporate Finance on the line. And we're talking about the rules of thumb when it comes to measuring your business worth. Michael, welcome back.
Hi, is this better?
It sounds a lot better. Now, let's talk about how this method works, because it sounds simple enough. But I think, as the valuation name implies, there are two elements to this methodology, and I think both really have to be assessed correctly if you want to have an accurate ballpark figure here. Firstly, the earnings. What's the easiest way to determine the earnings to which the multiple must be applied?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's sort of two steps here. You know, firstly, you want to look at, you know, what did your business achieve in the current year? So let's say you made 10 million rand net profit after tax. Now, in that, what you really want to do is you want to know what the ability to generate future earnings is. So in that 10 million rand, let's say I spent, you know, 5 million rand on repairs and maintenance. And this is an excessive amount. It's way more than normal. Now, it would be unfair to, say, apply a multiple to 10 million rands of earnings. Instead, you want to look at what would my normalized earnings be. So what would I normally earn every year? Now, if I was to add that 5 million, I'd get to 15 million, and that would maybe be an indication of what my normal earnings would be. You know, there's lots of these things. So it could be you pay yourself a very high salary, or you know, maybe have personal expenditure going through your business. And you want to identify all of these potential adjustments to get to what we call a normalized earnings.
Once you've done that, you then have to apply a multiple. And we've seen in the listed space, multiples come under severe scrutiny in investment holding companies. Break comes yes. to mind. Yes. How do you determine your multiple?
Yeah, so I mean, the starting point is to look on the JSE and on an exchange, and you want to look at the sector that you're operating in. You have to be a bit careful of the multiples you're using. You've got to, you know, scrutinize them a little bit. But, you know, on average, they should reflect the sector risk. You then need to think about adjustments to this multiple. So, you know, a JSE investment is very liquid. If I've got shares in Vodacom, I can sell them tomorrow. But if I own shares in a privately held business, that sale process could take up to a year. So. You know, you may start on a multiple of 13 on the listed sector. However, you're going to see that come down for adjustments such as marketability or high levels of risk. So, you know, that you may have one customer, or you may have, or things that would reduce risk, because if you've got, you've got really kind of guaranteed income under contract. So you would look at a lot of these kind of adjustments. And typically in the small business space, you'd probably come out with a multiple of 5 to 7 on your net profit after tax.
As a rule of thumb, I suppose one
As a rule of thumb,
I mean,
correct.
If you're operating in the unlisted space, it's very difficult to get, you know, accurate figures of your competitors. So one has to go and look at the listed space. Is there a particular discount that you apply as a rule of thumb there?
It can be very judgmental, but you know, let's say we start with 13, we're going to probably look at, you know, at least a marketability discount of 20%, and then we're going to look at discounts for size, potentially another 20%, so we're down to like 9, and then we're going to look at company specific risks, and those are, you know, how many customers do you have, are there other regulatory risks you may have. So if you're in the fishing industry, withdrawal of licenses may be a big risk, or if you're in textiles, you know, these businesses are typically supported by big DTI grants, and if the government were to change those policies, you know, your business may collapse. So you'd have a very risky business and therefore a very low multiple. But it's difficult to say offhand what these discounts may be.
But
typically you're going to tend towards 5 to 7. Risky businesses could definitely be lower. Low risk businesses could be higher.
Michael Rainier, Associate Director at BDO Corporate Finance, with some interesting rules of thumb when it comes to valuing your small business.